The main focus of my work is in the area of healthcare innovation, and specifically, how do we come up with innovative strategies by which to deliver healthcare to the 5 billion people currently alive who have very limited access to even the most basic health services. There are two main strategies that we formulated and that we're evaluating. One is to see whether or not we can train a different kind of healthcare workforce. So instead of depending on doctors to provide basic healthcare, can we train a new cadre of sort of health technologists who are essentially individuals with a very specific educational program who can utilize modern IT technology to deliver standardized care for a lot of common conditions. And that's a major focus of what we're doing. But we're also interested in some of the lifestyle and environmental aspects. For example, in China, one of the big problems is the Chinese retain a very high salt diet, and as a consequence, they have very high blood pressure levels. And they're the world leaders in cerebral hemorrhage. So one of the strategies we've got working with various state corporations is to see whether we can get introduced a low sodium salt substitute. So we're working with the state salt companies to produce these alternative salt products, and then we're testing them in research programs to see whether they're acceptable and also whether it's effective at lowering blood pressure and ultimately preventing stroke.